All right, we've got Max on the phone. Max, you said you're a paramedic, which means, of course, you're smarter than Sam, right?
I'll try.
As soon as I called you, you're like, oh, gosh, I regret saying that. Sam lost four times last week, though. Ooh. We'd love for you to kick off the week with a big loss for him this morning. So you know how to play the game, Max?
I do.
All right, okay. Good luck. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you. Max, a word. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
That's
Andy.
Okay.
Sorry. I got so used to doing it last week, asking the questions because you were off.
I was going
to
say, I'll just walk it. I'm just take a break now.
No, go
okay,
ahead.
Ready, Max?
Go
here
ahead.
We go. A word that is spelled the same, written forwards or backwards.
Pass.
What do you call walking across the street illegally?
Jaywalking.
A cardiologist specializes in what part of the body?
The heart.
What does BTW stand for?
By the way.
What beat artist just released a new album called Number 6?
No idea. Cardi B?
A word that is spelled the same written forwards or backwards is?
In French, it's homonym. Homonym.
Oh, okay. There is time. The buzzer went off. We'll bring Sam in from his isolated booth. This is what we're playing in his headphones. Keep him distracted. All right, Sam, you're up against Max this morning. He's a paramedic.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Are you intimidated?
He heard you lose four times last week.
Yeah, he did.
And he's ready to take you down again right now.
Well, he's the one that's going to need some resuscitating after we're done here.
Oh,
burn. See what I did there.
30 seconds on the clock for Sam. Let's go.
Okay, let's do it.
That was unfortunate. A word that is spelled the same written forwards or backwards.
Palindrome.
What do you call walking across the street illegally?
Jaywalking.
A cardiologist specializes in what part of the body?
Heart.
What does BTW stand for?
By the way.
What beat artist just released a new album called Number 6?
Good Lord.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who's Good Lord?
Good Lord. Pink. I'm Pink. Let's go Pink.
Pink's your
Pink?
Guess.
She didn't
Ariana Grande.
Pink.
I don't know.
Ariana
you can't
Grande.
Guess multiple people.
I'm just going to rattle off a bunch of names.
Yeah. Time's up for you, Sam.
Okay.
All right. Let's see how you guys made out. A word that is spelled the same written forward or backwards. It is a palindrome, and Sam was correct on that. You guys had it in French, didn't you, Max?
No, it's not.
Oh, you didn't have it. You didn't.
Not
okay.
even, no.
All right.
Not
that's
even.
That's a tough one. What do you call walking across the street illegally? It's called jaywalking. You're both correct on that mm-hmm. one. A cardiologist yeah. specializes in the heart, and you both knew that.
Okay.
BTW yeah. stands for by the way, and you're both correct on that one.
Uh-oh.
The last question, what beat artist just released a new album called Number 6? Sam should lose for not knowing this, considering...
Excuse me.
I mean, you work on the number one morning show in Montreal.
Like, I'm supposed to know everyone's albums from every...
Yes, we've talked about
it. Big album.
Like, we've talked about it. I don't even know what you're doing
I'm
here.
Sure, we have. It's a lot of albums to remember.
He's a big artist.
The answer is Ed Sheeran, of course.
Okay.
He did all the collaborations with everybody on Number 6. So lame that Sam didn't know that. Understandable
lame.
That you didn't know it, Max. But unfortunately, just because of the palindrome question, that does make Sam
yes.
better this morning.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. Can you try again soon?
Will do.
Is that your wife or your girlfriend who was helping you out?
My girlfriend.
Oh, well, tell her she did a great job. And we loved having you guys on the show, okay?
Well, thank you.
That's right. And we have one very excited Juliet from St. Isidore on the phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Juliet, you said you've been ready to do this forever. You've been trying to play for a long time.
Oh, so long. Every morning when I'm driving into work, I play on the just listening to you guys. And whenever I can, I'm texting and trying, and I'm just so happy to be able to do it this morning.
Wow.
Amazing. Well, we're so happy to have you. You're in the car with your husband and your sons?
My two daughters.
Oh, your two daughters. Okay, and you said you don't need their help to prove you're smarter than Sam,
though.
Oh, God. Oh, I like her.
No.
Amazing. All right, Juliet, we've got 30 seconds on the clock for you, and we are really pulling for you. Good luck, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, Juliet, what U.S. city is the Space Needle in?
Seattle.
Donatello, Michelangelo, Leonardo, and Raphael are better known as who?
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Butternut, acorn, and spaghetti are types of what?
Squash.
Which sign of the zodiac is represented by two fish?
A Pisces.
Kerry Washington stars as Olivia Pope in this ABC drama.
Scandal.
Oh, Juliet, that was
nice,
flawless.
Nice.
That was amazing.
Pretty good.
Nice work. All right. We're bringing Sam back in. Don't say anything.
Okay.
They're playing some Coolio in his headphones this morning.
Gotta get up to get down.
All right,
gotta,
Sam,
gotta
you're,
get up to get down.
You might be going down this morning.
All right.
Dems foreshadowing.
Fighting words.
You're up against Juliet.
Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All
what
right.
A, what a lovely name.
Yes, it is a beautiful name. She's smart, too. She's not just a pretty name. Okay. 30 seconds on the clock for Sam.
Let's do it.
Okay. What U.S. city is the Space Needle in?
Seattle.
Donatello, Michelangelo, Leonardo, and Raphael are better known as who?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Butternut, acorn, and spaghetti are types of what?
Pass.
Which sign of the zodiac is represented by two fish?
Pisces.
Kerry Washington stars as Olivia Pope in this ABC drama.
Oh, darn it. The political one. I don't know. Repeat the squash and spaghetti.
Butternut, acorn, and spaghetti are types of what?
Butternut. Squash.
Oh, I think that was after the buzzer.
That was.
That was after the buzzer. You knew, like, when that you asked him to repeat it, you said go back to the squash question.
Well, because I was going to say spaghetti, like squash spaghetti, but I was like, acorn's not a spaghetti, and spaghetti's a spaghetti, so it can't be spaghetti.
All right, well,
what?
It was yeah. So the answer was squash.
Right.
Yes.
Which was right on the buzzer, right?
Was right after the buzzer, I'd say.
Okay, all right.
Well, let's see if it matters.
Oh, right. Yeah, true, yeah. I'm getting ahead of myself here.
What U.S. city is a Space Needle in? The answer is Seattle. You're both correct on that.
Okay.
Nice work. Donatello, Michelangelo, Leonardo, and Raphael are the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You're both correct on that one.
Okay.
Butternut, acorn, spaghetti are all types of squash, and Juliet was not confused by that question, and she was correct on it.
Great minds get confused all the time.
She got it right away. Right away.
Which sign of the zodiac is represented by two fish? The answer is Pisces, and somehow, Sam, how'd you know that
somehow.
One?
Somehow. There's something about the fish, the visual that stuck with me, so
Pisces,
there you go.
Very emotional zodiac sign, the Pisces are.
Oh, okay.
Very emotional people. And Kerry Washington stars as Olivia Pope in this ABC drama. The answer is Scandal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Juliet knew that, which
she
means
did.
She got five for five. It was flawless.
Hey, Juliet!
Nice work.
Thank you.
Oh, she was so excited to play. She's been trying for so long. So not only did you get into play this morning, you actually took Sam down. That's amazing.
Nailed it.
Killed it.
It is an amazing way to start the week.
Oh, yes. We're so excited for you. Is your whole car celebrating right now?
Not really, but I don't really realize. Yeah.